This is the International Wings of Healing broadcast. You are now welcome to a time of edification, encouragement, and hope, and to announce the victory of God that will strengthen us in the face of our fragmented world and the ever-mounting challenge of our age. This ministry comes to you under the direction of Dr. Thomas Randolph White.
Almighty God, the grace creator, Almighty God, our loving Savior. His words for love that have been spoken, these truths at once shall not be broken. Strength for today.
This first broadcast of this new year is one of praise and awareness of just who is the Lord God. And Dr. Wyatt will express what should be common knowledge, that God is the only one.
Thank you, Dennis. As we embark on another year, I love the reading of Sharon's from the 147th Psalms. For there is but one God, but even more, I do hope you will stay with us.
Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for he is gracious, and a song of praise is seemly. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He determines the number of the stars. He gives to all of them their names. Great is our Lord and abundant in power. His understanding is beyond measure. The Lord lifts up the downtrodden. He casts the wicked to the ground. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Make melody to our God upon the lyre. He covers the heavens with clouds. He prepares rain for the earth. He makes grass grow upon the hills. He gives to the beasts their food, and to the young ravens which cry. His delight is not in the strength of the horse, nor his pleasure in the legs of man. But the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his steadfast love. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. He sends forth his command to the earth. His word runs swiftly. He gives snow like wool and scatters the frost like ashes. He casts forth his ice like morsels. Who can stand before his cold? He sends forth his word and melts them. He makes his wind blow and the waters flow. He declares his word to Jacob, his statutes and ordinances to Israel. He has not dealt thus with any other nation, and they do not know his ordinances. So praise the Lord.
Thank you, Sharon, so much. These passages from the 147th Psalm is usually read every 3 years at this time of year, and then quickly forgotten. It is unfortunate that it is not more well known and better appreciated, for all the elements of praise and worship are here, and the reasons are so beautifully expressed, and was surely a psalm easily sung by the faithful congregation of Israel. It is also the perfect introduction for a new year, whether things are going well and your expectations are for more good things to follow, but as well the necessary words to be said and allowed to sink in when things are not so good, when armies gather from the north and rains are late or too meager, the leaders ensconced in the palace seem fickle, uninvolved, inept, or callous and corrupt. It is at such times that one should, perhaps all should, seek the Lord God, seek solace in his might, embrace his place in one's life, and embrace what is called his steadfast love. As Christians, really our lives, our response is to be that of trust in God, confidence in the Lord, and secure in whatever situation we find ourselves. And that is especially true when things seem to be going oh so well, not just when things are unraveling and every day there is another new problem or unforeseen crisis. This psalm is just that, the recognition that God is unique, special, unforgettable, and overwhelming, for there is none like Him. And as a result, that makes we who trust and believe in Him, that we are unique and special as a result. And yes, that is only because of Him. So praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for He is gracious, and a song of praise is seemly or beautiful. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the outcast of Israel. Undoubtedly, we are looking at a psalm composed with the end of the Babylonian exile of Judah, as Cyrus the Persian emperor allowed the Jews to return to their homeland. And the people obviously are rejoicing for God's graciousness, and the city is built up, and the outcasts, the exiles, are gathered in. So it is good to sing praises. Are we not all as believers to release our joy before Him? It is more than a pleasure. It is one more gift to us. There is always something special when a congregation will sing out in joy, when the Spirit's presence is almost tangible, as all are lifted in worship, be it a wonderful old familiar hymn or one of the well-crafted worship songs, and in it one can feel the presence of the Lord. What is not wonderful is when the worship of a congregation seems tired, worn out, anything but joyous. Why, any Christian service should be devoid of joy, thus of praises and worship, is only because the leadership knows not the Holy Spirit and seemingly prefers to grieve the Spirit or to exercise egos as they perform before the congregation. A worship service is not a time to show off or draw attention to oneself, but to involve the congregation in their own song of praise and graciousness. A special song, a choir performance is one thing, and always a joy when done to lift and engage those in attendance. But nothing can really replace all being lifted in praise and worship, and the sense of the Spirit's presence moving. Without it, the entire service seems purposeless. We too need to see the Lord build up the new Jerusalem, see the bride strengthen in her life confronting the world, to realize that we too are Jerusalem, and that God and His Christ abide in us, and that God is also in the business of gathering all those that believe, bringing together those who are outside, outcasts, who are without salvation. He will bring about the gathering of all who are to be His own, the true and complete Israel of God. And we know of whom the psalmist speaks when he says, He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. The Lord lifts up the downtrodden. He casts the wicked to the ground. This passage first referred to those exiles once broken in heart, the consequences of their idolatry, but now they are coming home. Yet we now know it is what Isaiah's servant of the Lord was to do, as Jesus says on His return to Nazareth, and He will relate such words as, The Lord has anointed me to bring good tidings to the afflicted. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives. And would He not have also added, from the prophet Isaiah, to bind up the hurts of the people and heal the wounds inflicted? It reveals the very nature of the Christ and just what kind of God we worship. This is not a God of capriciousness, one that stamps us with a particular fate, an indelible destiny. He is there to heal our hurts, mend our wounds. He would help, aid, and guide all who would turn to Him, as He will tell those who come as messengers from the Baptist, asking if indeed Jesus is He who is to come. He tells them, go tell John what you have seen and heard. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, the poor have the good news preached to them, and blessed is he who takes no offense in me. There is nowhere else one can find such a Lord and Savior. It is he alone that determines the number of stars. He gives all of them their names, meaning he alone has authority over the heavens. Great is our Lord and abundant in power. His understanding is beyond measure. You see, there is nothing beyond his power or authority. What the psalmist is saying literally is, to his understanding, his wisdom, there is no counting or measuring. That God is beyond our meager minds to fully comprehend. And more, that what we can know is that he is ultimately in control. That the conflicts with evil is his, and he has determined or decreed his final victory. That all of life, our existence, our hopes and dreams are in his care and keeping. That is why we sing to the Lord with thanksgiving, make melody to our God upon the lyre, that is the small harp-like instrument so common over 2,500 years ago, which I take to mean we are to use what wondrous musical instruments we now have been blessed with, from organ to piccolo, all of them. For we are giving praise to he who covers the heavens with clouds, he who prepares rain for the earth, he who makes grass to grow on the hills. He gives to all creatures their food, and to the young birds that give voice. All of life, all that exists, is dependent upon him. He, not some idol made of stone, gives us the clouds and the rain, makes the earth fruitful, that provides sustenance for every creature, wild and domestic. The language is all-inclusive. There is nothing that breathes that does not owe its existence to the Lord God. I believe we are too often overwhelmed with each new difficulty, crisis, and failures of our leaders, our governments. The ineptitude of those delegated to provide leadership, security, and well-being. We put our trust in princes rather than in God. We trust the strength of our own arm, our own sword, what we think we can generate in our own defense. We trust our own machinations, our own planning, our own legislation, all of which is fine if we seek first his wisdom, his desire, his purpose. It was the failure of ancient Israel, and even for us, we still have not learned. It was, of all people, Benjamin Franklin, in the stifling heat of the summer of 1787, as 55 delegates met in Philadelphia to draft a better union, rose after a period of contentious debate and moved that the proceedings begin with prayer, as he said, I have lived, sir, a long time. He was at the time 81, the oldest in attendance by 15 years. And he continues, the longer I live, the more convincing proof I see of this truth, that God governs in the affairs of men. And if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, is it probable that an empire can rise without his aid? Have we come so far? Are we so wise, strong, and morally upstanding that we can dispense with such truth as that? And in the process, dispense with God. Of course, one cannot believe that. Faith, true faith, the embrace of that truth is indispensable. There are forces attempting to divorce our society, our culture, our civilization from its grounding in Scripture and faith in God. And such is laughable if they were not so insistent and insidious. As I have said often here, if those agitating for a silencing, the diminishing, if not the removal of religion, meaning of course Christianity, from the public arena, the world that will emerge, I know they will not like. A glimpse of which they can see in those lands where Christianity has little or no influence. Children abused and exploited, women with little or no rights, where life is cheap and existence a constant struggle. Yet I affirm they will never succeed. You see, God is in control. At times we may look about and not feel or sense that He is in control, but He is. The battle is His. History is in His hands, and the year before us is in His hands. It behooves us to allow Him to work in us that we may be fit instruments for His service, open to His Spirit remolding us, and through us, allowing the Holy Spirit to truly guide us and use us. For the Lord takes no pleasure in the strength of horses or the legs of men. What the psalmist is saying here is that God takes no pleasure in the strength of what we might do, not in many horsemen, many men arrayed for battle, not in our supposed great achievement. What pleases God are those who fear Him, and those whose hope is in His steadfast love. God loves those who love Him, those who appreciate He is the one to fear, who are not simplistic in those belief, understanding that God is the Almighty, the Creator, and the Judge. Yet as well those who know He is love, and this is the basis of our hope. The psalmist will finish with how he protects and blesses. Blesses us with peace, the best of food, as He commands the weather. There is none like Him, and He has not dealt thus with another nation. Praise the Lord, this God is unique. There is none like Him. He alone is the living God. There is none other, and He has given His revelation to only His own. His spoken word, His word of command, is for only His own people. We, as the children of God, those who trust and believe in Him, know this is His Son, that He is unique, the only begotten, as He is the only Father. And as a result, we are to know we are in Him. We too then are unique, His special possession. And He has dealt so with no one else. O Lord, let us indeed grasp and understand all that You mean to us and all that You intend for us in this world, that we are to proclaim who You are, the unique Father and the beloved Son who has brought salvation to a world that so desperately needs to believe, all that they might be part of that kingdom that is to come on earth as it is in heaven, all for the glory of God Almighty. And in the name of Jesus, amen and amen.
The new year is upon us, and what better way to express our hopes and expectations than from the Psalms? It was with Psalms that the ancient Hebrews expressed their hopes and dreams of God in control and in His mercy blessing those who remain faithful. The question of prayer. This is a scriptural look at this important subject and should be in the hands of every Christian. So just write and ask for the book, The Question of Prayer. It can be yours at no charge. We do wish to thank all of you who support this ministry, especially in your prayers and in your kind thoughts. It is because so many have been gracious to the Wings of Healing over the years that we remain a vital radio ministry. Those who have not yet joined the Wings of Healing family, please do consider the important part that you would be in God's kingdom. A gracious gift, large or small, will make it possible for us to share the wonderful Word of God across this continent and remain on your wonderful radio station. Our addresses are Dr. Thomas R. Wyatt, Post Office Box 900, Whittier, California, 90608. Our Canadian friends may write to the Wings of Healing Society, Post Office Box 34224, Vancouver, British Columbia, Postal Code V6J4N1. Or you can contact us on the internet at www.thomasrwyatt.org. Now, before Dennis Colonna gives you those addresses one more time, here is your radio minister, Dr. Wyatt. Thomas?
Thank you, Sharon. As we begin this new year,
there is much that I see that is possible for us in this ministry and for we as Christians in a world that seems more and more indifferent, if not hostile to our faith. But listen to this note from Richard of Florida, who is rejoicing that his cousin and brother-in-law have both turned their lives around and found the Lord. This kind of news is becoming more and more common because God is not silent, is not inactive, but involved in our lives if we but let Him. Do write and ask for the book, The Question of Prayer. Dennis will provide our addresses once more. But now Mara Crowley comes to sing Robert York's own Worship His Majesty. And until next week, worship the only one.
This program is sponsored by the Wings of Healing International Ministries and is supported only by the gracious gifts from people like you. This is a ministry dedicated to the proclamation of the gospel, done with reason, clarity, and without sectarian confusion. Please do write and remember that to stay on this station, Dr. Wyatt needs to hear from you. As always, CDs of these programs are available. And this week, Dr. Wyatt is offering his very timely study, titled, The Question of Prayer. This is important for all believers, so do write and ask for The Question of Prayer. It can be yours at no charge. Our addresses are Post Office Box 900, Whittier, California, 90608. Our Canadian friends may write to Dr. White at Post Office Box 34224, Vancouver, British Columbia, postal code V6J4N1. Or you may contact the ministry at www.thomasrwyatt.org. This is Dennis Colonna asking you to please tune in again next week at this same time. And remember what God has promised to those that love Him.